Shalom to all. Today's episode of Nachas Daf Kuf Beis, and we are talking about the 11th line with the words Amar Vashi. And today's episode is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mars Mayim Sarabas, Biaka Moshe, Hernish, Amash, and Havan Aliyah. So let's review. We're discussing Thomas Eichlin. Rib Shimon had said that the Paraduma is considered Eichel, and Memela, it's Metame Thomas Eichlin. The question is why? We know that the Paraduma can't actually be eaten, so how is it Eichel? And the answer is that's because it's Oimid Lifdais. It's able to be redeemed if a better Paraduma is found, and Kol Ha'oimid Lifdais, Kipadu Dami. If something is able to be redeemed, it's as if it was redeemed already. Now the Gemara extended this to apply to Zrika, that Kol Ha'oimid Lizrik Kizarik Dami. If the blood of the carbon was able to be sprinkled, even though it wasn't yet, it's still like it happened already. The question was then asked, if that's so, why are Karbonis with the psul of Pigel and Noiser not Metame Thomas Eichlin? Even though they're currently possible, they're not able to be eaten, they still were able to have their blood sprinkled. And the answer given is that this is referring to where the blood wasn't able to have Zrika done, either because it was too late in the day, or because Machshavas Pigel was during the Shechita, already possling it before the Zrika. In other words, there was a technicality issue with this carbon, which didn't allow the Zrika to happen. However, now Amar Ravashi says that Amisa Shmatzik Kmetzer of Nachman, I said this over in front of Nachman, and I said that Afilu Temelon Mamish, that if you want to say that it was a full-fledged case of Lina, in other words, that when the carbon became Nisar, the word Lina staying overnight is synonymous with Nisar usually, because once it stays overnight, it becomes Nisar. So we could even say that this is a case of full-fledged Lina, namely that the Kayin actually did have the ability to do Zrika Sadam before it became possible Lina. And also Afilu Temo de Pigal Zrika, we could even say that he was Mefagalit by the Zrika. Now, like we had just explained that it was a technicality that he had the Machshavas Pigel by the Shechita, and if he wasn't able to do the Zrika Bekashos, no, it could be that he had the Machshavas Pigel by Zrika. Nonetheless, it's different. Why is that? Dibai Parik Amar, Ibai Havazarik Loyaminon. That's because there's a difference between the two. Reb Shimon holds the concept of Ibai Parik, that if he wanted to, he could have redeemed it, so Mela it's already considered redeemed, but he does not hold the same thing by Zrika. And the difference would be is because by the redemption, by the Padiyah, that doesn't require a real Maisa, a real act. It can even just be done verbally, that the Kedusha of this is transferred onto that, and he has some money over there, and it works very simply. As opposed to Zrika requires a real Maisa, and therefore you can't say, Kol Oimid Lizrik Kizarik Dami, you can't treat it as if it was done, if it wasn't physically done. However, now the Gemara says, Meisvei, we're going to have a question on this from a Mishnah. And this talks about the Isra of Me'ila. The basic concept of Me'ila is that one is not allowed to benefit from Hektish. If he does, he's over Me'ila, and he might have to bring a carbon, or he might get Malkus. Many different possibilities of what his punishment would be, but the bottom line is that no benefiting from Hektish, that's Me'ila. And so the main thing that we're looking for is something called Kodshe Hashem, where it's so to speak dedicated or reserved only for Hashem. It's when it's in that stage, then if a person benefits from it, he's over Me'ila. But if it's already not called Kodshe Hashem, it's Kodshe Kaihanim, and now has moved into a stage that it's Mutter, or it's potentially Mutter to the Kaihanim, so that if he benefits from it, he's not over Me'ila. Now bearing that in mind, the Gemara brings a Mishnah, Kalam Rebbe Shua, Rebbe says rule, Kodshe Yisrael Shas Heter L'Kaihanim, anything that did have a Shas Heter, a time that it was permitted to Kaihanim, Ein Ma'ilim Bo, one can't be over Me'ila with it. Kodshe Yisrael Shas Heter L'Kaihanim, anything that didn't have a Shas Heter to Kaihanim, Ma'ilim Bo, and one could be over Me'ila with it, because it's still considered Kodshe Hashem. Further clarifying, Vezu Shas Heter L'Kaihanim was the case that it had a Shas Heter L'Kaihanim. That's Shalonim Shenit Mitzvah Shiyatza. Any carbon that even though it can be eaten right now, because it has a psul of Lina, it stayed overnight, or became Tamei, or Yatza means it went out of the Azara, or went out of where it wasn't allowed to be, Pusul. So in all situations, even though it's currently Pusul, it did have a Shas Heter L'Kaihanim before that. And the Ezui Shalonim Shas Heter L'Kaihanim, what's a case where it didn't have a Shas Heter L'Kaihanim, Shenishchot HaChutzal Zman HaChutzal Kaima, that it was Shechted with a Machshava, he's going to, let's say, eat it beyond its proper time, or outside of its place where it's allowed to be eaten, or Vishakibu Psulim Zarkuz Dama, if someone who's Pusul did Kabbalah and Zrikas Adam. In all situations, it retains his din as Kodshe Hashem because it never had a Shas Heter L'Kaihanim. It was passled too early on in the process when therefore one would be able to ever Me'ila. Now, here's where the question comes from. Ketani Me'ireisha, at any rate, we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, Shalom Shenit Mitzvah Shiyatza, it was over Lina, became Tamei, or went out of the Azara. Now, my love, Lana Mamish, isn't that referring to a case of Lana Mamish, namely the Basar and the Dam of the Karbon stayed overnight, and that means that there was never Zrikas Hadam, and Vaha Hacha, we have to add that word in, the Ibai Havazariku, this is a case that if he wanted to, he could have done the Zrika, but of Gatani Dein Mailin. Still, the Mishnah says one can't be over Me'ila, and it must be because we treat it as if there was already Zrika's Hadam accomplished, which Me'ila takes it out of the realm of Kach Hashem, putting into the realm of the Kaihanim, and that's why one's not over Me'ila. Me'ila, we see that Kol Oimid Lizrik Kizarik Dami. The Gemara says, Loi, not a Raya, Ru'uya Latzes Ru'uya Litame. Rashi takes out the next words, Ru'yalalin. The Mishnah is referring to a case of Ru'uya, namely, actually Zrika's Hadam did happen, and so that gives it a real Shas Heter L'Kaihanim, meaning in real time the Kaihanim were able to eat it, and there was just a potential for it still being able to become pasul because of Yitzia being taken out of the Azara or becoming Tamei. That's why one's not going to be over Me'ila with it because it actually had a real Shas Heter L'Kaihanim. Ask the Gemara, hold on, Avalina Mamish Mai. Let's say it was a case where it really did stay overnight, meaning not just the Basar but also the Dam. Hachinami de Mailin. So do you want to say in that situation that one would be over Me'ila with it? it, because we're not going to say kol oimid lizra kizark dami. Well, if that's so, then the wording of the Mishnah is incorrect. Hi, kol she hoysa loy shasat lo kehanim, kol she loy hoysa loy shasat lo kehanim. Instead of the Mishnah using the lashon of hoysa, which is a past tense word that it did previously have a shas heter, kol she yesh loy shasat lo kehanim ein ma'ilin ba, kol she ein lo shasat lo kehanim ma'ilin ba mi ba'ilei. The Mishnah really should have used this lashon of yesh la and ein la as opposed to hoysa or loy hoysa. That's because by saying kol she yesh la, kol she ein la, that means it does or it does not. That's basically using present tense lashon, and that would be a more proper lashon to be used when discussing a karbon that actually did have a shas hetz l'kehanim. But since the Mishnah did not use that lashon, rather used this past tense lashon, haisa or loy haisa, so that's mashma that it never actually really had a shas heter, it just had a potential to be able to have a heter for kehanim because the dam was oimid lizraik, and nonetheless the Mishnah tells us that he's not over me'ila. Once again, going back to original understanding, that kol oimid lizraik kizark dami. Where it says, right, Elam Ravash Rashi says, me'ila toma karamis, are you asking a question, me'ila on toma? These are two different categories. Me'ila mishum kedusha v'lav kedushahi. Me'ila is determined by whether it is kadosh or if it's not kadosh. And the Basar de Pakala Kedusha say, after its kedusha leaves it, v'mayha derech v'Allah, how could it now come ride back on top of it? In other words, once the kedusha left it, how could it now come back on? And so in the case of me'ila, a carbon has a status of kadosh Hashem, but the moment that the blood is able to have the zrika done to it, it's ra'ui lizraik, so the high level of kedusha of kadosh Hashem falls off of it and can't come back on. And so therefore, even if the zrika didn't actually happen yet, and then let's say went through Lina, it was overnight in the base of Mikdash, one's not going to be over Mila with it, because again, that high level of Kedusha fell off of it. However, Toma Mishum Ochla V'lav Ochlihi, Toma of food, meaning whether or not food can be Metame Tomas Eichlin, has to do with whether it's a food. Memela, and now pay attention to the gears of change that we're going to have here, Kol Heichad Izarek Mishavile Ochla Metame Tomas Eichlin, if he actually did Zrika Zadam, so then it's considered food, and Memela could be Metame Tomas Eichlin, but Heichad Eloi Zarek Lo Mishavile Ochla V'ein Metame Tomas Eichlin. If he did not do Zrika Zadam, so then it's not considered a food, and it's not Metame Tomas Eichlin. In other words, something being able to Metame Tomas Eichlin is contingent on whether it's considered a real Eichel, a real food, and the only way it could be considered a real food if Zrika Zadam actually happened, because if it didn't happen, then it's not food because you can't eat it, and therefore we can't compare Me'ila to Tomas Eichlin. Having waited, he was asking Meisvei, we have a question from Mishnah, HaMevi Hashem Talui, if a person brings an Hashem Talui, which is a carbon that one has to bring if he's not so sure if he did an Avera, and then it turns out V'noida Shalei Chata, that he actually didn't do the Avera. So what's done with this animal? So we have two different categories. If he found out that he didn't do the Avera before it was shechted, so great, Yetzav Yir Be'eder, let it go out and graze with the flock, it just goes back to being regular chulin because nothing happened yet with it. Divrei Meir, that's Meir's opinion. Whereas the Chomer and the Chom say, Kuf Bezon Bezon on top, Yir Achei Stoiv, that it has to go out to graze until it gets a moment, V'himachir, then it's sold, V'yipul Dovel Nedava, and its money goes to the Nedava box in the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Rabbi Lezer, he says, Yaakov, it is actually brought as a carbon, Shema'ini Bahal Chet Zeh, Hu Bahal Chet Acher, if it's not for this chet that it turns out he didn't do, he probably did do another Aveira that he doesn't know about, so we'll bring the carbon for that. But again, all these opinions are arguing about what's done with this animal when we discover that he didn't do the Aveira before Shechita. However, here's the next category. Mishan Nishchat Noidalai, if after it was Shechted, only then he discovered that he didn't really do the Aveira, so then Hadam Yishachav Basar Yisarev, the blood should be spilled out and the meat is burned, it's not a kosher carbon. But let's say Nizrik Hadam, he only found out that he didn't do the Aveira after the blood was already sprinkled, so now Basar Yachel, the meat is going to be eaten because the carbon did accomplish its purpose. He wasn't so sure if he did an Aveira, so he's supposed to bring this carbon, and the carbon was brought, for all intents and purposes, Zrika Sadam is considered like the carbon is brought, and then he found it afterwards, so it's fine, the meat is able to be eaten, or Shabiyasi and Rabiyasi says, Afilu Hadam Bakais, even if the blood is still in a cup and hasn't yet been physically sprinkled, Yizarek, he should still do Zrika Sadam, Babasar Yachel, and the meat is eaten. Now we have to explain Rabiyasi, Rama Rav, Rava clarifies, Rabiyasi, Bishitas Rab Shimon Amar, Rabiyasi is going Shitas Rab Shimon, to Amar, who says, Kol Am Lizar Kizarek Dami, that anything that's able to have Zrika done to it, it's as if it already happened, Mimela, even when he finds out that he did not do the Avera before Zrika Sadam, since Zrika Sadam could have happened already, so it's as if it did happen, Mimela will actually do Zrika Sadam, and then the meat's going to be eaten. So we clearly see that we apply the statement, the Kol Oimid Lizra Kizark Dami, in order to be Mashva Eichel, in order to treat this as food, as we just saw, that Zrika Sadam is going to happen, and we're going to eat the meat of the carbon. So my answer is, Midu Time, is that really the reason? It's not because Kol Oimid Lizra Kizark Dami, it's for a totally different reason. In Eretz Yisrael, they said near Yisbar Chanina that Hainu Tamid Rabbi Yaisi. This is the reason Rabbi Yaisi holds that Zrika Zadam is going to be accomplished and we're going to eat the meat. Because it's because he holds Klisharis Makachas Absulun Chatchil Likarev, because a Klisharis is going to be Makadesh, something which is possible to be able to be brought. In other words, the Kedusha, the Klisharis, is so strong is that even though what happens to be inside of it is possible, it doesn't make a difference. It already has an elevated level of Kedusha and it's able to be brought on the Mizbeach. And that's what happened over here. The Karmas Tag technically pasul because they discovered that the fellow did not do that avera. However, since the blood was already in a klisharis, it's makadesh it, and that's why we're able to continue the process. And so this has nothing to do with kol amil lizra kizark dami, so not a raya. We now have one more discussion about this. Amar Rav Ashi Rav Kahane says mid amar of Shimon, from the fact that Rav Shimon says kol amil lizra kizark dami, so we should also extend this that kol amil lisraf nami kizark dami, anything that's supposed to be burned should be considered like it's burned already. And memela noiser upara amay matam tom seichlin. Why are nois and the paradum matam tom seichlin afra ba'almanin who they just be considered dust or ashes? Because since they're supposed to be burned, so they should already be viewed as if they're burned, so they should not be matam tom seichlin. But we know from before that Rav Shimon holds that they are matam tom seichlin. So Amalei responded to him, chibus hakodesh machsharton. The chibus hakodesh, the fact that kodesh is so beloved, that's machshir them and enables them to be matam tom seichlin. Even though you're right, technically they are afra ba'alma, it doesn't make a difference. The chibus hakodesh elevates their status to be able to say they're matame. However, Amalei Avin Ravashi asked, you're right, granted the Chibus HaKodesh elevates them, then now they're able to become pasul, meaning the thing itself, the Neisser or the Para, could become Tame with Tomas Eichlin. That means it's pasul and we can't do anything with it, but Likruye Tami Nami Lememinibe Rishon Vesheni, are we going to now also call it Tame and count it as a Rishon or Sheni? This is a very important terminology difference to understand as a whole when we're discussing Toma, pasul versus Tame. Pasul means the thing itself became Tame, so now it's pasul. However, it's not strong enough to be metame something else, as opposed to when you say that something is tame, so that means that not only is it tame, but it's strong enough to be metame other things. And so that's what Ravina is asking Rav Ashi. Fine, Chibus HaKadosh Machsharton tells us that Neisar and the Paraduma, even though they're Omer L'Saref, still they could become Pasul. But how could you say that they become tame, that they're strong enough that we could say, oh, this is a Rishon, or this is a Sheni, and then now it's able to be metame other things? And if you're going to tell me that actually is true, well then Tifshid Bayi Rish Lakish, why don't we answer a question that Rish Lakish asked? What was his question? Sar Shel Menachos, Sar literally means dry. It could be referring to somebody who has a dry voice or a dry sound or dry thing in a mincha. So that's what we're talking about over here. So let's say there's a dry clump of flour or something like that in a carbon mincha that didn't end up getting mixed with oil and ended up touching Toma. Minum by Rishon Vesheni. I ain't minum by Rishon Vesheni. Do we count Rishon Vesheni or do we not? In other words, do we make a cheshbin of what level of Toma it is? Maybe it's a Rishon, maybe it's a Sheni, or maybe we don't do that and we just say that it's Pasul, but it's not Tame. So why don't we have an answer to Rish Lakish's question based off what you're saying regarding this concept, Chivas HaKadosh Machsharton, they could even make it Tamei, not just Pasul. And Rav Ashi responded to him that no, Kim Baile the Rish Lakish, the Iraisa. Rish Lakish's question was regarding the Iraisa level of Toma. Ki Karmin and Darabanan, when we say that Chivas HaKadosh Machsharton is Matameit, that's only Toma Darabanan, so therefore we don't have an answer to Rish Lakish's question from the statement. Now to another Mishnah, going back to discuss Menachos, and this I want to throw back to the very beginning of the Masechta when we were discussing different types of Menachos, and here we're going to have multiple cases. The Mishnah tells us, Ha'aymer, if a person said, Harei alive machvas, I take one of myself to bring a mincha in a machvas, vehi marcheshes, but he ended up bringing a mincha in a marcheshes, a different type of pan, or he said, b'marcheshes, I'm bringing a marcheshes, vehi machvas, and he brought in a machvas, so mashevi hevi, whatever he brought, it's a valid mincha, v'yidechavasol yatsu, but he's not yatsis chiyov. That's because he said he's going to bring in a machvas, and he didn't bring in a machvas. And the fact that he brought a mincha in a marcheshes is just viewed as that he wants to bring another type of mincha, but he still hasn't been mekayim his neder to bring in a machvas, so that's why he hasn't been yatsis chiyov. Now, what about the following? Let's say he says, zu lahavi machvas. He has flour, and he says that this flour, zu, I'm going to bring in a machvas, maybe marcheshes, brought a marcheshes, or marcheshes, a machvas, sorry, zu psul, it's pasul, it's not even a valid mincha. That's because when he said zu, he basically made it a chiyuv that this flour has to be brought in a machvas or in a marcheshes, and since he didn't bring this flour in the correct pan, so he's not yotze. Now, another set of cases, ha'aymer, if a person said, harei alai, shnei esrenis, lahavi b'kli achad, I think about myself, then I would bring two esrenis of flour in one kli, maybe b'shnei kalim, but he brought it in two kalim, or he said, b'shnei kalim is bringing two kalim, maybe b'kli achad, he brought in one kli, so mash hevi, what he brought, yidechavasol yotza, but he's not yotze, he's chiyuv, and this is for the same reason as the first case in the Mishnah, that's because we just view it as him deciding that he's going to bring a different type of mincha, but since he didn't bring what he said his neder would be, I'm bringing a one kli or two kalim, and he did the opposite, so he's not yotzei chiyuv. However, let's say he said elu b'kli achad, that this flour is going to be brought in one kli, v'hevi shnei kalim, brought in two kalim, or the opposite, shnei kalim, v'hevi kli achad, he says it's going to be in two kalim, he brought in one kli, arelu psulin, it's pasul, for the same reason as the corresponding case in the beginning of the Mishnah. Now we just continue describing this case that we just mentioned. Let's say he says, harelu shnei esrenis, lahavi b'kli achad, v'hevi shnei kalim, I think about myself to bring two esrenis in one kli, and he brought it in two kalim, and then before he actually brought it, amru loy, people told him, b'kli achad, ndarta, you made a neder, they're going to bring in a one kli. So k'rivim b'shnei kalim psulim, if he decided to continue and he just brought in two kalim, so then they're pasul because he's continuing with this mistake of his, but b'kli achad, k'sherin, if you brought in one kli, it's kosher, and that's because even though he had originally put it into two kalim, we say that since he automatically reversed it back to one kli, after people reminded him, we view that original action as a mistake, there's no issue, and therefore it's kosher. Same thing, let's say a person said, Harei alai shnei esrenis l'havi b'shnei kelim, I think of myself two esrenis and two kelim, if he b'chi achar, he put in one kli, and then amru lai, people told him, b'shnei kelim adarta, you made a neder, that's going to be in two kelim, so krim b'shnei kelim k'sherin, if he switched to two kelim, it's kosher, nasa l'chi achar, but if he placed it into one kli, meaning you left it there, k'shtei menachas shenis arvu, it's like two menachas that got mixed together, which we know from earlier on in Masechta, that if a kmitza is able to be taken out from each one of them individually, then it's kosher, but if not, then it's pasul. So Rav begins by clarifying why we have to have two separate sets of cases in the Mishnah. One is where he did a pan switch, machlas marchashes, and one is where he did a kalim switch, one kalim, two kalim. As the Gemara tells us, we have to have both of those. If we only had the first set of cases where he switched the pans, machlas marchashes, I might say mishum da'ar machlas komais marchashes, the reason why he's not yotzis chiev or it's pasul is because he said machlas and he brought a marchashes, or vice versa, aval hacha, but over here in the second set of cases, the idi machlas, both of them are in the correct pan. He brought it either in a machlas or a machashes. He just ended up splitting it. Instead of bringing one, he brought in two, or instead of two, he brought in one. So emay de nidre nami yatsa. I might say that he was also yaitzi his neder, because at the end of the day, he kept it in the same pan. And Zatzim Mishnah has to say that no. And v'yashmin hach, if we only had the second set of cases, I might say mishum de kapal gluhu, that's because he split the mincha. He said he was going to bring in one, and he split it into two, or he said he was going to bring two, and he mushed it into one. Aval hasam delay palig bay, but over there, meaning in the first set of cases, that he didn't split the mincha, he kept it in one pan. Okay, he switched machmas marcheshes, but he still kept it in one pan. I might say it's not a problem, and he was yaitzi his neder. Tzricha, that's why we have to have that set of cases as well, to show that in both situations, he's not yaitzi his neder. The Gemara continues with another shita. Tanabonu v'braisa, mashevi hevi v'dei nidre l'yatza. So that's Tanakam of our Mishnah. But Reb Shimon says, afi dei nidre nami yatza. He actually is yaitzi his neder. And that's because he holds, just because the person said, I'm going to bring it in this kli, has no effect whatsoever on the kashrus of the mincha. On the next situation in Mishnah, where he said, zu l'havi machvas, that this flower is going to be brought into machvas. So he had said, if he brings in marcheshes, he's not yaitze. Ask the Gemara, what time you have a like kitchen klisharis? The klisharis is not makadish them. So why is it possible? Just because he put it in a marcheshes instead of a machvas, it shouldn't be possible. He should just be able to take it out of that marcheshes and put it back into the machvas, or vice versa. So Rabbi answers, you're right, loy kitchen l'karev. It does become kadosh in order to be able to bring it, meaning he now can't bring it as a mincha, aval kitchen l'psol, but it was makadish it to the extent that now it's possible. Now for the clarification of this case in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi says, loy shanu, this is only taught kuf gimel menalf on top, elisha kavin mishas neder. That's only if he was kaveya the flower at the time of the neder, which means at the time that he made the neder that he's going to bring it in a machvas, let's say, he had the flower in front of him and he said, this flower is going to be brought in a machvas. So then it has to be brought in a machvas. If not, he's not yoytzei. Avu b'shas hafrasha loy. But if at the time of hafrasha, it's not possible. In other words, if he had said to himself, I'm going to bring a mencha, and then later on, he takes some flour and he said that this flour is the fulfillment of my neder, and I'm going to bring it in a machvas. In that situation, even if he puts it in a marchashes, it's not possible. Why not? That's because the pasuk says, kasher nadarta, that you have to follow the way that you made the neder, v'lo kasher efrashta, not the way you separated, and his neder wasn't on the flour. His neder was that I'm going to bring a mincha. His lashon that he was using was on the hafrasha of the flour, and therefore it's not going to be possible in that situation. And as Rav stated similarly, Amar Vachar Chanina, Amar Asi, Amar Yechanan, loshanu el shakavim shas neder. This is only taught if he was kaveya this flour at the time of the neder that's going to be brought in this particular pan. So if it was brought into the form, it's possible. Avol b'shas hafrasha loy, but not if it was at the time of hafrasha. Why is that? Because kasher nadarta v'loy kasher hafrashta. We're going to stop for a day and pick up tomorrow with similar cases in another Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.